This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Is it possible for people to use their democratic freedoms and decide to step away from democracy?
Milletimiz de burada el ele verdi. Ve gerek AK Parti'ye gönül verenler, gerek...
What you are listening to is a grateful President Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey thanking jubilant supporters for handing him perhaps his most significant political victory. Turks approved 18 constitutional amendments, giving Erdogan nearly dictatorial powers, liberating observant Muslims who want to express their piety in public, something once illegal in secular Turkey, but cracking down on virtually every other part of society. Erdogan now essentially takes full executive power in the country. But look around the Middle East. Aside from the chaos in Libya, Syria, and Yemen, where there is war, anarchy, and starvation, you see other governments consolidating their power and using so-called emergency powers to create what could be called voter-approved dictatorships. Egypt's new state of emergency powers seems to fit that description. And in Turkey, the existing parliamentary system is now a strong presidential system. Joining me from Turkey is Patrick Kingsley, New York Times bureau chief in Turkey. Welcome from Istanbul, Patrick.
Hi, John. Nice to be with you.
So, Patrick, what were the people of Turkey voting for, really?
Well, implicitly, they were voting to validate President Erdogan's style of governance. He's been a de facto head of government since he was elevated to the presidency in 2014, but he hasn't had the constitutional right to wield such clout. So that's the implication of yesterday's vote. Technically, they were voting to give whoever wins the presidency in 2019 formal executive power. But as I think your question was getting at, the implication is that President Erdogan can assume such power immediately.
And are Turks looking around their borders and looking around the region and seeing instability, violence, and brutality everywhere, even within their borders, if you talk about the Kurdish problems in the east, and just saying, fix it, Mr. Erdogan, and keep us connected to Europe? We don't want to sink into this region and become part of the rest of it?
Well, I don't think the vote was a vote for ties to Europe. One of the touchstones of a very divisive campaign was Mr. Erdogan's frequent insults towards Europe. And so the fact that 51% seem to have voted for him in what is a still contested election means that people are happy for him to continue to stand up to Europe. But I think, yes, the instability that you see around the region is one reason why voters in Turkey might have been willing to stand by him. Also, even though in the West we see him as an autocrat and he's perceived as an authoritarian leader, to many people, particularly the large pious sections of Turkish society, President Erdogan represents freedom from certain oppressive restrictions that we saw under previous leaders before Mr. Erdogan came to power. For example, people who wore headscarves were not allowed to study in universities. They couldn't work in the civil service or serve in the army. Under Mr. Erdogan, those kind of restrictions have ended. And so while we see him in the West as someone who restricts democratic freedoms, in Turkey, at least some people see him as an upholder of certain aspects of democracy.
Is this a longing for the observant Islamic state of the Ottomans and a repudiation, really, of the liberal democracy that Ataturk tried to impose on Turkey and was successful for really as much as 75 years?
It has been interpreted like that, but it's probably a slightly more complex picture. A lot of the people that voted for him don't necessarily want Turkey to become a kind of second Iran, as some people would have it. And of course, there is still a huge section of Turkey, at least 49%, as the official result would have it yesterday, and perhaps even more if the claims of vote rigging turn out to be true, that certainly don't want Turkey to head in the direction that you suggested. So it's a very mixed picture. And perhaps the main takeaway is that Turkey is a very divided country right now. You have two roughly even sections of the population, one that is standing by President Erdogan and one that isn't.
Patrick Kingsley is the bureau chief in Turkey for The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.